Hi, Church at Home, and welcome to today's session. I hope that you're having a really good meeting together. Today, we're going to be looking at communion, and I've got a few things to take us through to just think about whilst we're in our discussions. So to the first communion, it was when Jesus was having his Last Supper, as we refer to it as. Actually, what he was celebrating was Passover. He was celebrating when God had walked his people, Jesus and his disciples' ancestors, out of Egypt, out of slavery, and had freed them and taken them into the promised land. When Jesus was sharing in the bread and the wine, this was a normal thing to happen in Passover. In fact, there's four cups within the Passover that you drink from. And so he brought in to communion this idea of sacrifice, of love, of breaking apart from the old and being freed with God. Only through God can we be truly free. It reminds us of the punishment that Jesus took upon himself to give us true freedom from all of our sin when he shed his body and shed his blood. And when we come to communion, we come with thanksgiving in our heart, which seems a little bit weird, doesn't it? We're remembering that someone's body was broken and their blood was shed for us. But we come with thanksgiving in our heart because we have been set free. We're thankful for all that Jesus has done for us and continues to do. Now, sometimes we're going through hard times. This can be difficult. We think, oh, what have I got to be thankful for? We've got to be thankful for the fact that we've got breath in our lungs and we've been woken up this morning. We could be thankful that we've got people that we're doing life with. We can be thankful that we've got food on our table, that we've got somewhere to live. There's always something for us to be thankful for, especially that we have been given true freedom through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. And then communion is a great time for us to have some self-reflection, for us to look into ourselves and for us to confess things that go against God. When we come to the communion table and we come to the meal, which is what it is, it's a meal, we have time to just sit and to be and to think, okay, God, I want to be honest with you. Quite often in our lives, we go about and we're busy and we're like, yeah, I know I need to deal with this. I know I need to deal with this. I know I need to deal with this. But we're actually a bit scared to deal with it. Communion is a great time to sit, to be, to reset and be really honest with God. The thing is, he knows what's on our heart. He knows what we're struggling with. He knows the areas in which we need his help and his forgiveness. But he also wants us to voice it to him. And so when we come to communion, it's a time of great reflection, of repentance. Repentance is different than just saying sorry. Repentance is looking into ourselves at what is going against God in our lives and saying, God, I want to turn away from this. I want to completely turn from it. And I want to try harder, not in my own strength, God, but in your strength and with your help. I want to make a step forward away from this sin and towards you, Jesus. It's laying down all of that stuff at the foot of the cross and taking up that burden that Jesus talks about, which is light. Rather than being heavy with our own stuff, we are light with Jesus because he takes on the punishment of that sins. We need to let it go and give it to Jesus. And so it's also a time where we remember that we are not sustained by bread alone. A meal is such a way of representing it, isn't it? Jesus did such an amazing job of giving us this opportunity to sit and to remember him, to reflect, to have repentance, but also to remember that we are not fed by bread alone, but by the word of God. Jesus didn't just leave us and go to heaven and we're just left in this mess of earth on our own. He also gave us his Holy Spirit. We are daily filled with the Holy Spirit, with God himself to be with us on this journey. He goes before us, behind us and beside us and within us. And so it's a great time to remember that we are not fed just by bread alone, but by God, by his presence in us daily. And maybe for some of us, we need that reminder to go, oh, I'm not doing this on my own. And communion is an act of faith. Faith that we are sure of the salvation that we receive through Jesus. It seems so funny to a lot of people that we have this little bit of bread and this bit of wine, and we maybe say that this is Jesus' body broken for you, or we say this is Jesus' blood shed for you. But actually, it's remembering that it is by faith that we stand, not because of anything that we have done, but because of everything that Jesus has done and does do. We are saved, and we can have that faith and blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of blood. We remember that Jesus gave everything for us, and this is a time for us to reflect in that, to remember that we can have faith, and it is Jesus that walks with us. And so there's a couple of passages in the Bible, well, quite a few, that mention about communion. And so one of them, it says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and he said to his disciples, take and eat, this is my body. Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins. We take the body, Jesus's bread, and the blood, the wine of Jesus, and it is a time of thanksgiving, of repentance, of remembering, and of walking forward in faith, knowing that we are saved through his blood, through his sacrifice. In Corinthians, it says that whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This isn't saying that we proclaim, oh, Jesus is dead. In fact, it's saying that we proclaim Jesus died and rose again, that we have life in him, life forever. You see, Jesus isn't dead. He isn't in that tomb. He isn't on that cross. He is risen and he is alive and he is with us and he forgives us of our sins. This is a great way of being family, of remembering his sacrifice and knowing that we have true freedom because of Christ. I hope that you have a great conversation about communion, and maybe you've got so many more thoughts on it apart from what I've just shared. Why not share together? Be open together and learn from one another. I hope that you have a great session today in your church at home, talking about communion, sharing with one another. I've mentioned a few things that are a part of communion, but there's so much more. It's such a rich thing to be able to participate in this meal together. I hope that you are able to share with one another your thoughts about it, any misconceptions that you may have had in the past, ways that you've done it that you think are great, ways that you've done it maybe you've really struggled with. It's such a personal thing and a family thing at the same time. I hope that you have great conversations and remember that we are set free, that we are forgiven, and that we stand with Jesus. Have a great time together. Take care. Goodbye.